A New York Times reporter who's been held in jail for 3 months for refusing to reveal her sources has been released. Judith Miller has now agreed to testify before a grand jury investigating the leak of a CIA operative's name to the press. That leak may have been illegal. The inquiry has focused attention on two top Bush administration officials as well as several reporters. NPR's David Folkenflik joins us now. David, what do we now know about Miller's release and what she has agreed to do?
Well, Judy Miller insisted that she would never, ever talk about whom she had discussed this case with. But after nearly 3 months in jail, she has reached what she says is a specific agreement with her source, identified by her own newspaper's reporters as being Louis Libby, the vice president's chief of staff. She's agreed to testify tomorrow before the grand jury here in Washington. Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald has made clear that he views her testimony as sort of the concluding end note to his investigation.
Now, this is a very complicated case. I want you to take us back, if you could, and just give us the basic details of this.
Well, Valerie Plame is a CIA officer undercover whose identity turned up in a column by Bob Novak, the syndicated columnist, back in July 2003. She was identified by Novak as being the wife of former Ambassador Joe Wilson, who had been sent by the administration to the African nation of Niger to see if there was evidence supporting the existence of weapons of mass destruction material being sought or obtained by agents of Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. Wilson had criticized the president and his case for war at that time. Novak said that Plame had been identified to him by two unnamed administration sources, and that disclosure could constitute a federal crime.
The interesting thing is that Bob Novak has not been, as far as we know, required to reveal his source.
Well, Novak has not talked about this issue, but it's widely believed by people involved with and observing the case that he himself has testified before the grand jury.
And Judith Miller is the other interesting thing about the story is Judith Miller never actually published a story about Valerie Plame. So how is it that she got tied up in all of this?
Well, it's quite murky, her involvement. She reported frequently on the issue of weapons of mass destruction, which is the arena in which Ambassador Wilson had been involved. But she never wrote a story about this, as you say. And the question is, what role was she playing? At the time in early July 2003 that Novak's column was published and that Mr. Wilson made his claims about the Bush administration, Judy Miller was working on a story for the Times about what went wrong. That is, why didn't the inspectors in Iraq find weapons of mass destruction, and why hadn't they been there in the first place?
The grand jury convenes in the end of October. Does this suggest that Patrick Fitzgerald might be wrapping up his case?
That's right. It expires in late October. He has said that Miller's testimony is really the only thing left outstanding in his investigation so that he can tie up all the knots. And it's not 100% clear whether or not there are going to be indictments. He could seek indictments for the question of the disclosure of an undercover CIA operative, but that's a very difficult bar to surmount. He could also seek indictments for the lesser crimes of either obstruction of justice or perjury.
And just again, David, when do we think she might appear before the grand jury?
That's going to happen tomorrow. She has made clear that she's not going to talk to the public until after her testimony. She said that this arrangement was reached after weeks of negotiations between her and her source, which she didn't personally identify. Again, that's believed to be Louis Libby, as reported by both the Associated Press and the New York Times itself.
Just quickly, David, she's talked to the New York Times. What did she have to say about the 85 days she spent in jail?
Actually, what she did was she released a statement, and she said that, she was resolute in her defense of the principle that reporters should not have to disclose the identity of anonymous sources. In this case, she said she got a specific and personal waiver from her source today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Folkenflik.